the law firm that they hired is out in January. Murphy made that clear. So consequently, between now and January, it's another payday for them. The millions that have gone out into this law firm to take over Atlantic City is not recoupable. And then Atlantic City is left after January, and the people are left holding the bag, unfortunately, and every non-casino property will see tax increases because of these eight entities, these casinos, that will have frozen taxes until for 10 years. Not reviewable by the legislature for 8 years. Now, with that said, during the election, every single person running for the legislature said that the 13.5% should be given to the taxpayers. It's interesting when they were asked to justify why it's not in there. They all said, including Colin Bell, to his credit, also said, I believe that 13.5% is fair. So let's see them do this. Now, the 13.5% would be moot if we win the case. But I'm not positive we're going to win, even though we did I thought O.J. was guilty, too, if you know what I mean, Don.
Yes. Before we leave the argument in the court over the pilot, it's pointed out in the press story this morning that the county's coming out pretty good as is right now. You're ahead. What do you say to that?
Accurate, Don. First of all, we sent the figures over to the press. They had them right in front of them. And by the way, not our figures. After all, we sent over from the state tax board that these are the figures, and it's not accurate. Jerry Del Rosso called this morning and said, I can't believe it. It was all sent, and this is what was printed.
So the story in the press this morning, their figures are not right.
The figures are not correct, Don. So we think 10.4 is unfair. We don't even know what it's going to be for the next 9 years, Don. So it's nonsensical to look at last year and say this is what you're going to be getting. We gave the average. The average was agreed to. The mayor signed this. In fact, that was brought up in court. And Atlantic City, the attorney Atlantic City said that, well, the mayor did sign this with the county executive, but it has no teeth.
Well,
it was not codified. Now, with that said, the lawyer that we hired stood up and said, well, maybe the mayor, but the governor of the state stood up in a public meeting. He had the transcript that you can believe me when I tell you it's 13.5%. They will get that. It's in the legislation, even though it's not spelled out. It's 13.5%, and you have my word.
And he turned around on the stage and pointed right directly to you.
He certainly did. His comment, this is what the lawyer read. And when I tell Denny something, he knows he can believe me. Not like that guy across the way. Of course, he doesn't like the mayor. So he guaranteed the 13.5%, the governor, and our lawyer made it very, very clear. I'd say it was a double cross, and it was as clear as that. And
so, where does it go now? When will? What's the next move here? He's weighing it, and should this judge come out in favor of the state, will there be an appeal?
Well, first of all, the judge. I don't know how the judge, anybody that was in the courtroom, everybody was rolling their eyes, even the neutral people. It was a slam dunk, Don, that it's not it's constitutional. You can't, your neighbor can't pay less taxes than you do. You should be assessed the same way. And it's very clear that it's the uniformity clause is clear that you must tax people at the same rates. And it's just not fair. Now, their argument was, well, we do have pilots in other places, and our lawyer made it clear. You may have these pilots, but they've never been challenged. This is being challenged on the constitutionality of it. And it's not for education. It's not historical. It's not for religious. It is flat out to make sure a private entity is gaining at the expense of the average taxpayer.
Well, I got to hold you there.
I don't know how Judge Menendez can go any other way, and he—I know he's under pressure to go the other way, but I'm hoping that he does the right thing.
You heard the county executive take issue with the numbers that are in the press story this morning, saying that they're wrong, they didn't use the numbers that they sent them, and the numbers that you're reading, the figures there in the press this morning, are not the right ones, according to the county executive.